Well, we're going to talk bacon this morning. Dave Lefko joins us. He is the D in J&D's Foods. They're located up in Washington State, and they make just about everything bacon. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jim?
I'm really good. Do you have bacon every morning for breakfast?
I don't have it every morning for breakfast, but I usually have something that tastes like bacon or is bacon-related. So, yeah, we make some products that don't have actual bacon in them, like bacon salt and baconades, and I'll use those on, like, eggs or something. So,
sure.
So it's a good bet.
Well, I want to talk about one of your newer products here this year. You've got something different out this year called Bacon Shaving Cream. Who are you marketing this to?
Men that love to smell like bacon for the ladies that love them. It's a powerful aphrodisiac. It's an amazing new product that we think will revolutionize breakfast and shaving in the morning.
It's not edible, right?
It is not edible,
okay.
No.
Are you afraid that every man in North America may have dogs following them home?
Dogs or bears? You know, those are the two things that I'd be worried about. Both of those animals tend to like bacon. I think bears are probably more likely to attack. So if you're in the woods, I mean, that is like a warning that we put on the packaging. If you are in the woods and you are wearing bacon shaving cream, you may be eaten by bears.
How did you ever come up with a thought that, hey, you know what, guys, let's put together a bacon-scented shaving cream?
Yeah, how did that come to us? You know, it's actually kind of a funny story. It actually does relate to bears. We found this company that makes this product for bear hunters, and it smelled like bacon. And they said, well, this, like, really attracts the bears. It's crazy. And I said, well, what else do you guys make? And they said, well, you know, we do, like, aerosols and creams. And I was like, could you do a shaving cream? And they were like, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, this has been tested on actual bears, apparently, and it works. So we found out sort of, you know, how they were doing the flavoring and came out with a bacon shaving cream. And the one we came out with, it's really cool. I mean, it's like one of those, like, high-end shaving creams. Comes in a little, you know, can that you open and apply. It's not like one of those aerosol shaving creams necessarily. We didn't go cheap on this. We wanted this to be really good.
Well, it's a limited supply.
It is a very limited supply. Yeah, we only made like 2,500 of them. We've sold almost all of them already, so... We're going to run through it pretty quickly. We're hoping maybe we can get some more done before the holidays, but you never know.
Wow. Incredible. Now, you're a Hawkeye. You are a University of Iowa graduate, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So you kind of know what folks in the Midwest like. You're from Chicago originally, so you're very familiar with the Midwest way of life. Have you found things much different up there in Seattle, or has that just kind of piqued your bacon creative curiosity?
Well, I have a lot of nostalgia and miss a lot of what I used to eat in Iowa and Illinois. I miss pork tenderloin sandwiches really badly. You can't get any of those out here. You know, there's a bunch of stuff that I really, really miss. Chicago-style pizza, miss that a lot. There's not really good Chicago-style pie place out here, but it's... It is a different kind of area. It's beautiful, natural beauty, a lot of fish that people eat, and not as much pork products. But it is a strange kind of mecca for bacon, though, because, you know, we're out here. There's a company that makes a bacon vodka that's out here. There's a company called Archie McPhee's that makes a whole bunch of bacon novelties. It's sort of just this weird epicenter of bacon-related stuff. I'm not really sure why, but it's awesome. It's great.
Well, of course, what caught my attention was the note about the bacon shaving cream, but that's just scratching the surface, literally. You make all kinds of bacon-flavored and bacon-smelling products.
We do, and a lot of them are in grocery stores everywhere. So, like, bacon salt is a bacon-flavored seasoning salt, makes everything taste like bacon. We make baconaise, which is a bacon-flavored spread, bacon-flavored microwave popcorn. We came out with bacon croutons, and that's in most of the Walmarts that are out there now, as well as Kroger and some Hy-Vees, I think. We're building a bacon empire. That's our goal. And it's been really fun.
What's the most enjoyable? What's the product that you've had the most fun with?
You know, I really like proving people wrong. That's just kind of my thing. Justin Esch is my business partner. We started the company together about 5 years ago, and for one of the novelty items that we came up with for the holidays was bacon lip balm. And when I told Justin the idea, hey, I've got this idea for bacon lip balm, he said, no, that's never going to work. It's such a stupid idea. And I said, well, let's just make, like, you know, like maybe a few hundred of them and see if people buy them. To date, we have sold over 100,000 tubes of bacon lip balm. So, you know, that's a good I told you so. to my business partners. So that's been, I think that's the one that I get the most joy out of, that people, hundreds of thousands of people now have put smeared, basically, the essentially bacon grease on their lips.
Well, you know, we've been kind of laughing around the office here for a while, looking at your website, about the envelopes. How did you come up with that one?
Well, envelopes taste terrible, right? So, you know, it was one of those things. So we decided to come out with an envelope where you lick the envelope, and the envelope glue tasted like bacon. They're called envelopes instead of envelopes. And, you know, one thing we did realize is not many people send letters anymore. So it was a popular product, and we kind of phase it in and out every once in a while. But it's, yeah, that's kind of a funny one that we did. But not a lot of people, other than when you get speeding tickets or whatever, are sending things through the mail.
Well, you still have to pay the bills. Hey,
those are all online.
Now, the bacon-flavored thing, the bacon-flavored catch, I would think that would be popular with guys. How do you do with the ladies?
How do we do with the ladies?
With your products.
We do really well with the ladies. I'm married. Justin's got a girlfriend. No, you mean in terms of the product?
Exactly.
How they sell
with
women? Yeah, you know, they're not just for guys. It's kind of funny. So with, like, products like Facebook and stuff, you can see the demographics of who is sort of, like, in your network and who has joined your group or your page, liked your page on your site. And it's pretty split, I got to say. I mean, it's pretty 50-50. So I'd say there's just as many female bacon lovers as there are guy bacon lovers. You know, I think sometimes the guys are more passionate about it. But yeah, I mean, it's a popular thing for anybody. I mean, everybody loves bacon.
Well, I see you're offering roses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You teed that up for me, and I didn't hit it, did I? Yeah, we are offering bacon-scented roses as well as bacon-scented stickers for the kids. So the roses are great if you have a loved one, a significant other, someone you really want to impress, and the stickers are great for kids, too. They smell really, really bacony. So, but, yeah, the roses are really cool. You could order them by the six or dozen, and then we give them away for free, too, if you order more than $30 on our website.
Wow, there's just so much. I mean, it's interesting to go to the website. It's jdfoods.net. Go to the website, take a look around. You can actually buy online there as well. You can find out more about some of these different products. Maybe have your curiosity piqued a little bit as well. What's coming down the road? Do you keep those secrets close to the vest?
Well, you know, we're hoping to solve the Middle East peace crisis. I mean, you know, those are two cultures that haven't had bacon for centuries. You know, we think our products, a lot of them are vegetarian, so, and they taste like bacon. So I think we have hope there. Other than that, no, we've got some really big ambitions and products and things that are coming down the pike. But I can't talk about all of them yet, but we'll certainly keep you posted.
Is there anything
out, for sure?
Is there anything in the world that wouldn't be better with bacon?
No. The answer is no. You knew that when you asked that.
I did. Absolutely. I'm really anxious to try the Bacon A's. I just can't imagine how much better a BLT would taste unless you put Bacon A's on it.
Oh, it's great. It's great with that, or like deviled eggs, using that instead of mayonnaise. I like it, you know, making it into a dip. You can add it to different ingredients and make a dip out of it. It's really good.
Wow.
But yeah, we can send you some if you want.
Do you have some different cookbooks or things or helpful tips on how to use some of the products and how to enhance some of the flavors, some of the foods that folks are eating?
We have hundreds and hundreds of recipes on our website, and a lot of them have been submitted by people who just use and buy our products. So yeah, there's tons of ideas and things that you can do with all of them.
Wow. Is there a time of the year that is best for sales? Is this it?
This is it in terms of when we come out with one silly thing a year. So, you know, last year we came out with, I think it was it last year? We came out with bacon soda. Like, it literally tasted like you were drinking pig's blood. But it was a popular product for us. And then this year's is bacon shaving cream. So, yeah, we get a big bump in sales. And people eat a lot more around the holidays, too, so that kind of helps. But, yeah, this is probably the busiest time. And then summertime, grilling. People use bacon salt and bacon rub and that kind of stuff a lot.
Wow. Well, if you're looking for something maybe just a little bit different, that unique gift for the holidays, maybe we've just found it here, bacon shaving cream, or perhaps any of the other bacon-inspired products that JD Foods has to offer here. Dave, thanks a lot for your time. Continued success. Have fun with it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.